It was a regular Saturday night in Kerala. People were having their dosas. Plus, it is drizzling thanks to the monsoon, and suddenly a British stealth fighter jet, an F-35B, quietly makes an emergency landing at Thiruvananthapuram Airport. On 14th June, around 9:30 PM, an F-35B, one of the most advanced stealth fighter jets in the world, landed in Kerala. Not in a war zone, not on a fancy carrier deck, but at a civilian airport in God's own country. Now that's something you don't see every day. The Indian Air Force quickly clarified they were fully aware of the landing and had facilitated the flight for safety reasons. It is being said that the jet had low fuel, rough sea conditions and bad weather, which made it unsafe to return to its aircraft carrier, the HMS Prince of Wales, operating about 100 nautical miles off the Indian coast. But do you think it is due to low fuel? That doesn't add up. Fighter jets like the F-35 don't just randomly run low on fuel. Fuel is calculated before the sortie. These sorties are planned with surgical precision. So something else must have happened. Could it be a technical glitch? Or was it just a diversion because the weather was too bad for a carrier landing? Now here is something not many people know. The F-35 uses JP-5 or JP-8 military grade jet fuel. It's not your regular airline fuel. It comes with additives like anti-icing, anti-corrosion, better lubrication, thermal stability, all customized for high performance engines. Now Indian fighter jets also use kerosene based fuel, but they have different additives and standards. Our fuel is equivalent in many ways, but not NATO certified. And if you are the British Navy, would you allow your multi-billion dollar stealth jet to be refueled with fuel that's 99% similar, but not officially NATO certified? Probably not. No military would take that chance. Now let's say, just for argument's sake, it had a technical fault. Will the British Navy allow Indian ground crews to open up and inspect an F-35? Again, highly unlikely. These aircraft are loaded with sensitive tech, and only their own trained crew would be allowed to handle that. So if not fuel and not a breakdown, then what? Now think about it. The southwest monsoon is active in the Indian Ocean. Bad weather, rough seas, stormy clouds. It's very possible that the jet was simply unable to land on the carrier, so it had to reroute and land safely on the Indian mainland. And that brings us to the bigger question. What is British F-35 doing flying around the Indian Ocean in the first place? The answer lies in something called Operation High Mast. Operation High Mast is an 8-month global deployment by the UK's Carrier Strike Group, running from April to December 2025. It is like Britain's Gemba walk across the world, sailing through the Atlantic, Indian Ocean, all the way to the Pacific, projecting its less relevant power. Ships from Canada, Spain, Norway and other allies also are part of this operation. And of course, there are joint exercises planned with Japan, Australia and India too. So when the carrier strike group passes through the Indian Ocean, engaging with the Indian Navy and even making a port call is part of the plan. But here's something interesting. One of the strategic goals of such deployments is what they call familiarization and access mapping. It's like a military version of pre-booking your hotel and testing the kitchen before a wedding. Same logic. You test if your jets can land in friendly territories, if the local airports can handle it, if communication works smoothly. Basically a silent prep for possible future scenarios like disaster response or wartime needs. It's a silent groundwork for real wartime readiness. So was this an emergency? Yes. Was it just a weather issue? Most likely. But was it also a subtle test of India's cooperation and infrastructure compatibility with NATO allies? That's where things get really interesting. As India-UK defense ties grow stronger, Vision 2030, we might just see more of these quiet check-ins, familiarization, access mapping, and maybe even deeper collaboration in the Indo-Pacific region. And as for Kerala, well, this Saturday night, it quietly became a part of global military chessboard. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.